was the ugliest child ever born in Larchmont, New York. You don't know. Oh, how ugly was I? Thank you. I was so ugly, they sent my picture to Ripley's Believe It or Not. He sent back a note. I don't believe it.
Joan Rivers from one of her many hosting appearances on The Tonight Show. Today, the entertainment world is mourning the death of Rivers, who died yesterday at the age of 81. Her passing is also resonating at New York's Fashion Week, which began yesterday. Rivers' acerbic take on celebrity fashion, or lack thereof, was front and center on her E! Television show Fashion Police. She was also a red carpet fixture at awards ceremonies, asking stars, "Who are you wearing?" Carson Kressley is one of the many people who tweeted regrets yesterday after Joan Rivers passed away. He's a stylist, fashion designer, and former fashion guru of the TV show Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and he joins us now from New York. Carson, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
And first, just your thoughts on Joan Rivers.
You know, she was such a remarkable woman, and there's so much to say about her. And, you know, from the fashion standpoint, I mean, obviously, you know, she's so well known for her, you know, helming the Fashion Police show for so many years. And also, she really kind of invented that genre of reporting live from the red carpet. And, you know, the E! Network has kind of made that one of their kind of crown jewels. So she was a pioneer in that way. And I think, you know, why she was so funny is that she didn't take fashion too seriously. You know, if she thought you were wearing some yucky old schmata, she would tell you it was a yucky old schmata. So, you know, there was just a brutal honesty about her that was, you know, totally enchanting and humorous all at the same time. And then probably a lot of people maybe don't realize, but, you know, she was quite a designer herself and, you know, built a tremendous empire.
Yeah.
Selling fashion jewelry at QVC and, you know, a multi-million dollar business.
Well, and she talked about, you know, she even was very self-deprecating in much of her fashion commentary. Here she is answering her own question. Who are you wearing on the red carpet?
I'm wearing Joan Rivers jewelry and Manolo Blahnik shoes and June Allison's formal wear Depends.
and you know, she had the show Fashion Police, and I want to play a clip from that. Here she is talking about Nicole Kidman.
I liked it and I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? I liked the top because it was ombre, but then you go down and that bottom pattern, you liked it?
I do like it.
Oh, I kept saying to myself, thank God for Bewitched, or this dress would be the worst thing I've ever seen her in. It is just...
how did she change the fashion world, do you think, Carson?
You know, I think it was her honesty. And I think, you know, as far as red carpet shows go, I think a lot of hosts, you know, were kind of worried about their jobs and their careers. And they didn't want to offend celebrities on the carpet that they might be interviewing later on down the road for, you know, different kind of entertainment shows. But Joan told it like it was. And she was brutally honest. And she thought everything was funny and she kept it really real. And I think the thing about her is that she realized that, you know, fashion doesn't need to be so serious and it's not a life or death matter. And she could have fun with it. And she understood that, you know, it was, you know, easy to laugh at some of those things.
Well, how has her death been received at Fashion Week, which I know you've been at this week in New York?
Right. I mean, it was definitely a bit more somber last night. I mean, what was kind of haunting, that even, you know, Fashion Week has become such a big media event here in New York. They even have now in the tents at Lincoln Center, they actually have like a E! Live from Fashion Week kind of set up there. Mm. And that was dark and barren. And it was just definitely top of mind for everybody there. I mean, so many people in the fashion world were friends with her and knew her very personally. You know, so I think everybody's attitude was a bit somber, and just, you know, recalling and reminiscing, and lots of great stories were told about Joan last night at Fashion Week, and just people remembering what a spectacular and special woman she was.
But of course, the show must go on, and I want to get to Fashion Week because it is a huge event in the fashion world, the New York Fashion Week. What are you seeing this year so far, Carson Kressley, in terms of styles?
You know, it's always a bit confusing because, you know, September Fashion Week here in New York is showing collections for next spring 2015. So It's very, I feel like I have like seasonal dyslexia when I go because I'm thinking about, you know, in the stores, we're all looking at fall and faux fur and these leather treatments and plaids. And then I was like, wait a minute, why is everything so different here? It's because we're gearing up for spring. So I think the overall trends from most of the shows that I've seen is things are a little bit more pared down, a little bit more modern, a lot of technical fabrics, a lot of scuba kind of inspired. And there's that whole trend of kind of taking that athletic kind of athleisure in quotation marks to the mainstream and adding that to regular ready to wear women's sportswear.
What do you mean by scuba inspired?
Scuba, there's all these new technical fabrics and technology is playing such a big part in design today. So it's actually, you know, kind of a fabric that looks like a really lightweight scuba suit material. So you're seeing a lot of these real technical fibers on the runway, especially for spring.
And plaids, you're saying?
Plaid has been a big story for fall. You know, for the season that we're coming into, we're looking at, you know, lots of playful plaids. The color red has been a huge trend. Lots of faux fur, lots of leather embellishment. So that's kind of what we're seeing right now. And, you know, stuff we're seeing on the runway and Fashion Week is projecting into spring of 2015.
And a lot of the stuff that we end up seeing on the runway and Fashion Week is stuff that most people look at it and say, wait a minute, I would never buy anything that looks like that. These are for designers. These are much more intense than anything that I would buy at the store to wear myself. Do you see a connection between what you actually see at Fashion Week and what people end up wearing?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, I think fashion designers are artists at heart and by nature. And I think, the runway show is kind of like their gallery opening. So they're showing, you know, probably the most over the top, the most artistic, maybe the most esoteric pieces in their collection that are really making a statement about the direction of their collections for the season. And if it's a well-known brand, you know, a Ralph Lauren or a Donna Karan, you know, you're going to see some of those pieces in their, you know, their flagship stores. But at department stores and some of those mainstream retailers, you're going to see more wearable versions, but still inspired by that runway collection in that the colors, the fabrics, and the inspiration is still the same.
Carson, just before we let you go, if you have a personal Joan Rivers memory that you can bring us, because I know that the two of you had met.
Yeah, I had the good fortune of meeting Joan when we were both working with QVC. And in 2007, we had to shoot this press piece, I think, for their annual report. And, you know, I was so nervous. The shot was going to be me and Joan Rivers. And I actually tweeted the picture yesterday because it's one of my favorites. And I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, do I look okay? Is she going to, you know, finally someone was putting me in that spot where I was like, oh, my God, someone's judging me. And she was an utter delight. She was like, listen, as long as they send a car for you, get in, show up, go to work, have a good time, and then go home. So it was just, you know, that's another thing, her work ethic. You know, this is a woman who's been working for years and years and years and has created so much and was such a role model for women to get out there and you know, do things on their own.
Carson Kressley, stylist, fashion designer, and former fashion guru on the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy TV show, talking about Joan Rivers. Carson, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.